You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Stay connected to your Cleveland Browns for the latest draft news, photos, videos, and more from the team by liking them on Facebook at Cleveland Browns. Follow them on Twitter at Browns and on Instagram at Official Browns. Going to the hotline now, bringing in my boy, the Kid. The Kid, what do you think about? Where do you stand on this little celebration?
Well, let me just say one thing. I'd like to say a formal hello to Victor.
Yeah.
Hey, Kid, how are you?
This is the Kid.
The
I'm
Kid.
Doing well, I'm looking forward like to breaking bread with you in the future.
Yeah, we should break some bread with the Torres.
I'm
over for a little
totally
a famous Alyssa Zagura pasta dinner, some vino.
Let's do it.
Ooh, now we're talking. Now we're talking, Vic.
Best restaurant in Cleveland.
I was pumping my fist with your baseball comment because baseball could be the stupidest game in America.
I like this guy already.
Dude, yes. The kid's gold. We're going to have to get him on
beautiful.
A little more.
All right, but now I got to be a little critical, Vic.
All right.
The cheerleading, when you played football as a kid, when you scored a touchdown, you did a little dance, you know, did a little moonwalk. Maybe the moonwalk wasn't quite in vogue when you were playing football, but, you know.
No, it really wasn't.
The twist and shout? Were you doing the twist?
Yeah, we're chubby checker. We were doing, come on, baby, let's do the twist. I was trying to do my chubby checker. Hey, the kid, let me ask you this, though. Duck kid. My problem isn't about touchdown celebration. My problem is celebrating everything, even those more minor, lesser accomplishments in the course of a game. If you're celebrating every damn first down and every sack and everything you do, that may not necessarily change the game around. What do you do when you have the winning score in the final seconds of the Super Bowl, or when you're going to implode? I mean, you know, my point is pick your spots, pick them. Just be selective, because if you celebrate everything, then you minimize the impact of the celebration.
That was very well said.
Thank you.
For one of the first times in my life, I might be speechless.
Come on, the kid. I'll answer that. Fine. Did you ever watch the movie Zoolander?
Yes.
Okay. So Zoolander had a bunch of his moves. He had El Tigros, like a softer, a catalog right. look. He had Blue Steel was his trademark. But when it was the ultimate moment, he busted out Magnum. So that's what you do. You roll with your El Tigre during the regular season. You go up to Blue Steel in the playoffs. And then for the Super Bowl winner, boom, Magnum. You got to just be able to step it up. That's all.
But not everybody, I can't believe we're having this discussion. Not everybody can
all
do
I'm
that.
Saying is if there That's are people, if there are people that want to go and hand the ball off to the referee, God bless them. That's how they want to celebrate. I don't have a problem with that. I'm not saying I'm not mandating celebration, but if there are some fun celebrations
yes.
out there and teams want to do them,
be
let them happen.
With your
That's
timing.
Fine. I agree. No Roy Williams and, first down.
And
by, none of
I
that.
I
no.
don't love a ball getting kicked into the end zone after a touchdown, a punt. You know, what does that signify? In a preseason game. I've seen that. We've seen
it's
that.
Buffoonery.
Thank you.
Buffoonery. The kid needs more time for a play. We got to get the kid with a little more time next time. But it was good.
He agreed with me a lot.
Twice.
And I love him.
No, unbelievable.
No, that's not why I love him. See, I know you've spoken highly of him. You text and communicate with him throughout the shows.
The kid,
he's
man.
A regular
the kid, we're
listener.
About to start playing some golf. Thank God.
I love it. Yeah.
Me and the kid.
And we're doing this dinner thing.
We're going to break bread. We're going to get a pasta day. My dad is coming in town soon. You'll love my
All
dad.
Right.
We'll bring
we're
you over when my dad's in
I'm
town.
In.
We'll have a little pasta
I'm
dinner,
totally
a little vino.
We got to thank a bunch of people for being part of the show.
I want to thank Megan Rock.
Let's talk
right
about
now. Megan Rock's having a good time in studio today.
Let's definitely thank Megan Rock right at the start. She's tweeting throughout the show.
Megan Rock.
And Megan Rock, ladies and gentlemen. We want to thank Tanya Ganguly from ESPN.com in
Ganguly.
Houston. John Keim from ESPN in Washington. Got to thank him. Teresa Walker from the Associated Press in Nashville, Tennessee, covers the Titans. We appreciate her contributions to the show, and obviously The Miz for his contributions as well. And Scott Petrick, wow, we had a lot of guests on today, Illyria Chronicle Telegram.
And you, the listener.
And you.
Thank you.
For joining us, calling and such.
That's right.
All right,
fun show.
Gerard Cherry is up next with Bruce Hooley, Hooley and Gerard Show following this one, and Jason Gibbs, our outstanding producer, for all his great work putting us all together. We'll join you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford. Got to bring Magnum in the Super Bowl. That's all it is. Magnum.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.